Cat and Seafarers vs. Cities and Nights in 2026, which expansion fits your table? Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Choose Seafarers for more map discovery with the original trading rhythm. Choose Cities and Knights for a strategic escalation built around commodities, improvements, knights, and shared barbarian pressure. Catan expansions can look like one obvious shelf until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. The table chooses one new grammar, sea routes and exploration, or commodities and civic defense. The cabinet's test is whether ships and islands pull the economy outward while knights and barbarians tighten it from within. We sort the verified products by that experience, then show the setup, strategy, warnings, and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pile. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer, which Catan expansions should you buy? Choose Seafarers for more map discovery with the original trading rhythm. Choose Cities and Knights for a strategic escalation built around commodities, improvements, knights, and shared barbarian pressure. The first table job is simple. The table chooses one new grammar, sea routes and exploration, or commodities and civic defense. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For Catan expansions, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the player's learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. Both require the base game. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the linked editorial sources. What does playing Catan expansions actually feel like? Seafarers makes geography the story. Cities and Knights makes infrastructure and tactical timing the story. Play one Seafarers scenario without combining modules, or one Cities and Knights game after a rules refresher. Never teach both expansions together. Cities and Knights creates more recovery tools and more punishment, while Seafarers magnifies route planning and settlement races across uncertain geography. The lasting hook is that ships and islands pull the economy outward while knights and barbarians tighten it from within. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session rule play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Setup for Seafarers, build exactly the first recommended scenario. For Cities and Knights, stage barbarian, knight, commodity, and improvement references beside every player. Teaching plan, choose the expansion before guests arrive and tell them the expected duration. Seafarers welcomes discovery, Cities and Knights needs rules ownership. Before cleanup, photograph the base island beside ships or city improvement calendars with every new token visible before setup begins. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to and where does the comparison break? Seafarers adds ships, islands, scenarios, and map variety. Cities and Knights adds a development economy, active defense, progress cards, and a more punishing arc. The strongest board game geek and forum comparisons keep returning to learning curve, session length, negotiation, map variability, tactical pressure, and recovery after a weak opening. Those practical differences outlast launch week declarations that one box simply wins. Read the Matrix as a table fit tool for Catan expansions. Theme earns the first play, while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Start Catan Board Game 6th Edition, the current rules and components foundation. Add next Catan Seafarers Expansion 6th Edition, the map variety expansion. Only if Catan Cities and Knights Expansion 6th Edition, the deep strategy expansion. Stop Catan 5-6 Player Extension 6th Edition, player count support for the base game. The stopping rule matters. Player count extensions must match both addition and expansion. Cities and Knights can run well beyond a base game session. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists, it does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For Catan expansions, addition, language, seller, included contents, and exact product code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. What is inside each purchase path and what does each product change? Catan Board Game 6th Edition, the current rules and components foundation. This is the first complete experience in this guide. Both require the base game, Catan Seafarers Expansion 6th Edition, the map variety expansion. Add it only after the table can explain why the map variety expansion is the missing job. Player count extensions must match both addition and expansion. Catan Cities and Knights Expansion 6th Edition, the deep strategy expansion. Add it only after the table can explain why the deep strategy expansion is the missing job. Cities and Knights can run well beyond a base game session. Catan 5 to 6 Player Extension 6th Edition, player count support for the base game. Add it only after the table can explain why player count support for the base game is the missing job. Cities and Knights can run well beyond a base game session. These are not interchangeable cartons. Each exact ASIN has one job in the collection: foundation, added player count, broader geography, deeper systems, or a specialist convenience. Product photos and official rules references are shown at reading size, so edition marks and included components can be checked before checkout. When a box is an expansion, its matching foundation remains mandatory. When it is standalone, owning the older game may still be useful, but it is not a rules dependency. That distinction prevents the two most common purchase failures: buying an expansion with nothing to expand and replacing a complete game with merely newer packaging. The edition name, dependency, and direct Amazon identity were checked together. Compatible and standalone are not synonyms. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy. Beginner: seafarers secure a launch coast. A ship plan without wood, sheep, and open coastline is a drawing. Regular: C&K, protect the first city, an inactive night before the barbarians arrive can erase the engine. Advanced: track specialist races, metropolis pressure tells you which commodities the table values. Expert: use geography as leverage. In seafarers, route access is tradable information even when the resource is not. Debrief the expansion rule that changed the winner. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focused minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This latter cross-checks the official rules structure against recurring owner questions about learning curve, session length, negotiation, map variability, tactical pressure, and recovery after a weak opening. Community experience is synthesized in Puzzlewick's voice, never disguised as invented first-hand play or an anonymous quotation. A 3-session path from unboxing to confident play. Session 1, learn the loop. Play 1 Seafarer's scenario without combining modules, or 1 Cities and Knights game after a rules refresher. Never teach both expansions together. Keep optional modules closed, play legal turns, and record only the rules questions that actually interrupt a decision. Session 2, remove friction. Use the setup photograph, assign component zones, and practice the C&K, protect the first city habit. The goal is a clean start and finish, not a more elaborate table. Session 3, earn the next layer. Apply track specialist races and debrief the expansion rule that changed the winner. Only then decide whether the next product in the ladder solves a repeated limitation or merely extends the shopping phase. This schedule protects the reason ships and islands pull the economy outward while knights and barbarians tighten it from within. It also gives a buyer enough evidence to return, wait, or expand without mistaking launch excitement for long-term fit. Mastery is 3 cleaner decisions, not 3 more boxes. What is the real table hosting and solo commitment? Hosting: choose the expansion before guests arrive and tell them the expected duration. Seafarers welcomes discovery. Cities and Knights needs rules ownership. Solo: neither expansion supplies a supported solo opponent. The invisible budget is the correct addition, matching extensions, more setup, rules refreshes, longer play, and agreement about how confrontational the night should be. That workload predicts whether Catan Expansions returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings, both require the base game. Player count extensions must match both addition and expansion. Cities and Knights can run well beyond a base game session. For Catan Expansions, Amazon review patterns were used as a secondary signal for recurring packaging, component, complexity, and expectation failures. Ratings and isolated quotes are not frozen because listings merge, and the useful signal is the repeated problem, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes ships and islands pull the economy outward while knights and barbarians tighten it from within is not a defect. It is evidence for the who should skip it verdict. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout. Seafarers is not only more bored. Cities and Knights does not remove luck, it gives players more systems for converting it. Combining both immediately is not the premium experience. This Catan Expansions record was checked July 30, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. Puzzlewick's publishing audit rechecks direct Amazon identity, while dated publisher sources preserve the rules and compatibility baseline for the next refresh. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Catan Expansion Seafarers is the better first expansion for mixed skill and family tables. Cities and Knights is the better long-term expansion for the same competitive group, provided everyone wants a heavier game. Before adding Catan, Seafarers Expansion 6th Edition, explain which repeated table problem it fixes and how that changes ships and islands pull the economy outward while knights and barbarians tighten it from within. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options: CATAN Board Game 6th Edition on Amazon Catan, Seafarers Expansion 6th Edition on Amazon Catan, Cities and Knights Expansion 6th Edition on Amazon Catan, 5-6 Player Extension 6th Edition on Amazon. Final Verdict: Seafarers is the better first expansion for mixed skill and family tables. Cities and Knights is the better long-term expansion for the same competitive group, provided everyone wants a heavier game. Frequently asked questions: is Seafarers easier than Cities and Knights? Yes, in rules load, the strategic map can still be demanding, which has more replay value. Seafarers through scenario geography, Cities and Knights through deeper systems, which is better at two players. Neither box is designed as the default two-player Catan solution. Can both expansions share one box? Storage is possible, but label scenario and addition components carefully. What is the safest first purchase for Catan expansions? The current rules and components foundation. Start with the exact edition linked in this guide, play it repeatedly, and add another box only when the table can name the missing experience. Should I buy every product in this Catan expansions guide at once? Number the sequence is a stop-aware ladder, not a single cart. Buy the first complete experience, then let repeated play justify the next box.